Several years ago, I was shocked to discover that not everyone has an internal monologue. You know that voice in your head that you have conversations with? See, I knew that not everyone dreamed in images and colors and sometimes words, and not everybody thought in pictures and words, and I knew that there were people that thought out loud. Maybe you're one of them. But I figured everyone had that internal voice. Because for me, it's as if that voice never quits. It's constantly there reminding me of things, pointing out new things to notice, or someone else, or something else. And it's weighing options and decisions, and it's also offering me doubts and encouragement. Anyone else have a chatterbox in their brain? Yes, some of you. Thank you for relating to me. But even if you don't, and maybe you don't even have that internal monologue, there are things you've heard, things that have been said to you or said about you, or you've said to yourself, things that shape you, that make you who you are and how you see the world and how you react to how the world goes on around you. This is the soundtrack of our life. Sometimes these thoughts, these soundtracks, this overthinking can get in the way of what we want to achieve and who we want to be and who God is calling us to be. And it wastes time and productivity and ultimately our creativity. Have you ever had someone to tell you to get out of your own way, to quit overthinking that it's all in your head? Yeah. Sometimes we end up donating an hour or hours or half a day or sometimes whole days thinking about something dumb we said months ago. We're trying to make a decision and then thinking about all the ways it could go wrong. And it's beyond getting lost in our own thoughts. For instance, someone has said something to you that has stuck with you. And today, hearing those words conjures up memories and thoughts and feelings, especially when you hear them again. And they continue to inform us and shape us for years, sometimes for the rest of our life. Such experiences, thoughts, and beliefs, they shape who we are and how we see ourselves. These soundtracks make our life. And they have the ability to completely transform the moment for us. Movies and gyms and restaurants and grocery stores, they all know this. That's why they play the music they play. And as a result, aside from your own prayers, the most important conversation that you can have are the ones with yourself. Because you wake up to them. You walk with them during the day, and you go to bed with them at night. And unfortunately, when we don't create, curate, and choose which soundtracks we listen to, the music doesn't stop. Instead, we just hear a bunch of songs that we don't like. And those soundtracks, those negative stories, they play like broken records in our heads. They're constantly telling you about yourself and about the world, and they play automatically without any invitation or effort from you. And they sow fear and doubt and dread. And here's the thing, fear doesn't take work. Doubt doesn't take work. Dread doesn't take work. None of us set aside time in the day or plan a day where we're going to sit there and meditate on our fear and doubt and dread. We've all had moments when things didn't go right, when we failed, when we messed up, or when we had a setback, and these moments tend to haunt us, and if we're not careful, they can overtake us. For example, if one of your soundtracks is that you are the most disorganized mom or dad or grandparent, then being 3 minutes late to the after-school pickup line only confirms your belief. Even if you got up that morning and fixed breakfast for both the kids and got them ready and got them to school on time and then went to work at your full-time job, worked a full day, and then made plans for dinner and then organized a weekend carpool for a soccer tournament, your brain will still convince you to ignore any evidence that doesn't agree with your broken soundtrack. And this was Gideon's struggle. In our scripture today, Gideon was a judge called by God to lead Israel back to God. See, the people had turned their backs to God, and every time they did, some other nation or tribe would come in and oppress them. And for 7 years, Midian bullied Israel. Whenever Israel planted crops, Midian would come in and tear them out. And if Israel managed to harvest anything, the Midianites would come in and ransack and invade and take everything with them and leave nothing for Israel. So here we have Gideon. Somehow he's managed to plant and to grow and to harvest wheat. And now he's threshing it in hiding under an oak tree in a vat that was made for making wine. And that's when God's messenger, an angel from God, comes to Gideon, and God's messenger says, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." And Gideon is like, "With all due respect, my Lord, who, me? Couldn't be. Who are you talking to? Because I know it's not me. Because my family is the weakest in the tribe, and I am the youngest and the smallest and the weakest in my family. There is no way I'm a mighty warrior." That's when God responds, "I am with you. You can do this because I am with you." And Gideon's like, wait. "With all due respect, my Lord, no offense, God, but how do I know it's really you?" So Gideon asks for a sign, and God actually obliges him. When Gideon realizes this is really God, man, he freaks out. Yet God is merciful, and God is with Gideon, and God has a mission for him, and he can do it because God is with him. And so Gideon gets a couple of bulls and gathers some men, and God wants him to tear down these altars made to Baal, which is one of the false gods of the Midianites. And so Gideon gets his bulls and his men, and they tear this altar down. And he ends up standing up for God. But sometime later, the Midianites and their allies make an army, and they start moving in to Israel. And here's where the story gets interesting. Because it's one thing to tear down an altar, but it's a whole other thing to go up against an army. And God's spirit comes to Gideon again and sends Gideon out to fight. And so Gideon calls for men to join him. But before they go, Gideon wants to make sure it's really God's spirit. "With all due respect, my Lord, but wait." See, Gideon still has this voice in his head that I'm the smallest and the weakest. I'm the smallest of the small and the weakest of the weak. And who am I to do anything mighty? After all, Midian has more people and a larger army, and they have allies. And see, that's his soundtrack that's playing in his head. And here's where it gets comical, because Gideon has already heard from God. He's already gathered the men, and the Spirit of God is with him, except that's not enough. "With all due respect, my Lord." And he starts asking God to perform parlor tricks to prove that God is really who God says he is, and that God can really do what God says he's going to do, and that God is really going to do what Gideon thinks is impossible. Yet remember what God told him early on, when God said, "I am with you. You can do this because I am with you." See, God is giving him a new soundtrack. In fact, God tells Gideon, oh, wait a minute. Hold up, Gideon. You've got a fine army there. In fact, it's too fine. You've got 30,000 fighting men, and that's way too many people. If you go to war now and you win with that many people, you're going to think you did it without me. And I want you to know that it was me who did it. So anyone who's scared, they get to go home. Send them home. Guess what? 20,000 men left. They're down to 10,000 soldiers now. And now they're a little nervous. Yet God says, hold up, Gideon. That's still too many. I want you to take him down to the water. Take him down to the water to get a drink. And those who kneeled, separate the man from how they drink. Those who kneel down on one knee and scoop the water up and drink it and are ready and alert, separate them from the men who get down on all fours and drink it like a dog. And the men who were ready and alert, send them home. God wanted to use the men who weren't aware enough to be ready to fight. And that left Gideon with 300 men. It's really a neat story. You ought to read it in Judges 6 through 8 because it's, to me, it's better than 300 Spartans at Thermopylae. Gideon leads these 300 men, and they conquer the Midianites. They rescue the Israelites. They bring the people back to God, and they bring peace to the land for 40 years. And the people wanted to make him a king. And Gideon learned something that day. Gideon learned something powerful. Because God said, I am with you. You can do this because I am with you. See, Gideon got a new soundtrack, and when he did, it changed his life. And the good news is that God has a soundtrack for you because God is bigger than your old broken soundtracks. God has gifted us with the ability to change things and to change these broken records. God has given us the Holy Spirit to use our minds in a way that helps us make life better and make you better at life through Jesus Christ and make others better at life through Jesus Christ. Just like a plane can fly in and it can drop a bomb, it can drop medicine and food as well. Just like a syringe can inject poison, it can inject medicine and antibiotics just as well. The same is true of our thoughts. If you can worry, you can wonder. If you can doubt, you can dominate. If you can spin out, you can soar up. And the reality is you can turn that overthinking into action. You can change the songs, and you can make a better soundtrack for your life. You can even make one orchestrated by God. Here's how. Retire your old broken records, those old broken soundtracks. Replace them with new ones. And repeat the new ones until they're as automatic as the old ones. Retire. Replace, repeat. That's it. And we're going to be exploring this more over the next several weeks as we continue this series. Now, I don't know what your dream is, but I hope it's big. And it's probably different than mine, but I do know one thing. Broken records are getting in our way. And it's time to do something about that. In our sermon soundtrack that played after the scripture reading, we heard Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, performed by the rock group Disturbed. And David Dramian belts out the lyrics. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And then it continues. You do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. The lyricist calls for people to sing and to share and to grow. The truth is, God is already singing to you. The words are already written down. Read them, repeat them, sing them. Like these words that God gives through the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah when Israel and Judah were in a similar place that Gideon was. They're beaten, broken down, exiled, and they felt like they were no longer loved by God. But God says, hear me out. I want you to hear God's words. Use these as starters for your own God-orchestrated soundtrack. These would be some of your favorite verses here. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary. Isaiah 43, 2 and 3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When through the rivers, they won't sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be scorched and flame won't burn you. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Well, a lot of you know this one. You could probably say it with me. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. I know the plans I have in mind with you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope, that when you call me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you search me, search for me. Yes, search for me with all your heart. You will find me. Gideon heard the words of God. God's promise, I am with you. And that began to resonate within him. It took him some time to allow those words to mean more than his old words and his old broken record soundtrack. It took him some time to replace that old soundtrack he had always had in his head with his God-given soundtrack. Yet when he did, Gideon found that God was truly with him, that God made things happen, that God made the seemingly impossible happen. Just as God was with Gideon, God is with you. Even today, we celebrate God's presence through communion. We celebrate the spiritual presence of Christ with us. We receive Christ so that we can become more like Christ, so that we, you and me and all of us, so that we can go out from here with the presence of Christ and be the hands and feet of Christ. May we make this our soundtrack. Amen.